Hello. I'm very happy to be talking to Joachim. Do you want to say where you are?
Yes, I'm currently in Stockholm where I live, in the southern suburbs of Stockholm, and in my living room.
And I'm excited because I think for the first time we're going to spend quite a chunk of time together, even though we've known each other a long time and working together on the IIT in Sweden. So I'll be coming to your beautiful country in the summertime, and we thought it would be a good way to get to know each other by asking each other some questions.
Yes.
So I'm going to start with asking with you about your inspiration. What really inspired you to really dive into NVC and to take it on, learn more, and explore more?
Yeah, one of my first insights, you could say, was I was doing a year program with Fria Liv, Liv Larsson and Kai Rung, and I remember, I think it was during the first days we were meeting, and there were a group process going on. And I was in so much like emotional pain around that. It was like, oh, I just want to go on. And then there were somehow things seems to, after like 45 minutes, to be settled. And then someone asked, "Yes, but I'm not really sure that you over there, blah, blah, blah," something like that. And I was, oh no, here we go again. So it was like w very painful. And the funny thing is that almost a similar thing happened on the law on the second meeting a couple of months later. And suddenly I was like totally interested and totally into it. And it's like, and I saw, I don't remember who it was that was like facilitating the process, and wow, this is what it's all about, like being able to go through those emotions and to connect with people, to look for the needs in people regardless of pain or suffering or whatever frustration coming up. So that was like two completely different experiences for more or less the same setting. So that was very interesting for me.
Yes, and so like a shift in you for seeing the value in going into this conflict, this then the sort of level of detail that you saw something in action that you thought, ah, this is a bit more, there's a bit more to this than I
Yeah,
thought.
there's a bit more to it. You don't need to leave a meeting being annoyed at each other. You could actually work through it. And I'm not sure you always should do that, but that was a window, possibility. This is possible to do. It's, and for me, that was a beautiful thing to be part of, even though I was part of the group, but I was more like in the audience looking at it. But it was beautiful.
Yes, and are you still kind of interested in that kind of way of being like what I mean is that the application of NVC in working with groups and problem solving?
I'm not particularly fond of group processes like that, to go really into feelings and needs and sorting things out in a big group. I think there are more efficient and more connecting ways to do that. To, okay, here are a few people, maybe they work together, and maybe with a facilitator or a mediator or something. And sometimes things happen in a group, of course. So I think it's a super good skill to have, to be able to do it. And if you can plan it, I would rather do, yeah, emotional work like that in smaller groups. Yes.
Yes, I think what you're naming there, because I've seen the same kind of things happen over the years. But I think what you're naming there is a maturity in the NVC community to say, actually, we can be clear about our purpose and when we come together, where other ways of working together that can feed and nourish each other and be connecting. So we're not relying just on NVC in group processes, but we're clear about how we're working together. And we of course still want to use NVC in all of those places, but to be a bit clearer about it.
Yes, and I've been taking part in the European NVC Summer Festival since 2013, and I can see the progress in the community that it was like before. It was like, of course, if you're feeling something, you should let it out, and then we deal with it. To more, okay, now we have this specific time of 45 minutes or 1 hour. We have these things we want to go through, and we can do processes in specific areas or in specific workshops and things like that. So it's about choice, I guess. You are not hijacked by your emotions, and then you compulsively need to express them, but you can actually, okay, I take care of my needs by holding my emotions right now, and then I go to my home group where I can share, or I go to my empathy buddy, or I go to this workshop or whatever. There are so many different kind of strategies to deal with what's alive in us.
Yeah. And so, what are you interested in at the moment that you're excited about bringing to the IIT this summer?
Yeah. Well, first, I'm going to host the beginner's track for the few first days. So I'm very excited to really sort of nail it together with the participants and do a lot of practices around it to give enough of theory, but the learning for each of us happens when we practice it. We really don't learn by listening to things and reading about things and watching things. We learn by doing. That's really something I'm looking forward to. And then later on in the week, I might come into my favorite diving into NVC right now, and which I call the levels of needs, that I see us as individuals and as societies. We are transitioning through different kind of values in our lives. We are maybe more focusing on ourselves in specific times, more on our group, or maybe more on the global community. And I see that how we come to terms with our needs is, yeah, it's like I'm coming back to strategies. It's very much about different kind of strategies, and also different kinds of needs are more important in different kinds of life circumstances. For example, when you're a child and you're not super aware that other people have different needs from you, you might not have a conscious need of community. But anyway, you will be supported by people who have that need on their agenda, and they are making sure that you are included in the community. So even though you're not aware of it, you will benefit from other people being aware of this need. So I'm very interested into sort of how can I navigate through this landscape of needs at different levels. That's what super interesting.
Yes, and I think the IIT gives opportunities to explore those two things. So we're really in it. We're practicing NVC. We're not just talking about it. We spend 9 days really in it, working, living, playing, laughing together, doing all those things. And then the second point is interesting for me as well, like coming together of people interested so we can explore some nuance and get really interested in various aspects of almost the philosophy of NVC.
Yeah, and that's also so beautiful because even though we sort of all that are coming to an IIT have this same kind of interest, we want to dive into NVC. And at the same time, I think that's the beautiful thing about an IIT. We are coming from so many different nations and from so many different cultural backgrounds, ages, and whatever kind of group identities you have. And even though we are longing for the same needs, we are expressing those needs and requesting those needs to be met in many different ways. So it's this beauty of also being a little friction between us that and that we can overcome those frictions and see the humanness in each other, even though we might trying to fulfill our needs in different ways. So that's also one thing I love about the IIT.
And I see NVC as a way in which we can grow to tolerate the friction and walk towards it more and more, like we build up capacity, more and more capacity to do that without a kind of fear response. Well, less fear response, I would say. That's the practice for me.
And when you say that, I can see my own development through my years of NVC that in big group settings, it's almost unavoidable that I get a little frustrated with some people. And yeah, the first years I more or less believed my frustrations that or my judgments about people. And I think my judgments has become less frequent, and but they haven't not disappeared. So the interesting thing is not to it's not my goal to make my judgment disappear. It's more that, oh, when I get a judgment, how do I take care of that judgment? And nowadays I can notice myself, I get an initial judgment of someone, and then after a few seconds I often, oh, open my heart. They are trying to fulfill their needs in a way I would not choose to do. So, and just by doing that, my judgments get less and less, how do you say, strong in me. And I actually can.
Happy, bitey.
Yes. And that's also one thing nowadays. The inner judgments we have about ourselves, like the inner jackals, as we say. Before I suffered a lot because I should not have them, and when they came, it was like, oh, it's not so nice to have. And nowadays, I can actually almost immediately enjoy them because they are telling me something, and I can separate myself a bit. I'm not so much identified with my inner jackals about myself, and I can see them with a little glimpse in my eye, and be, yes, of course. You want me to be like considerate or whatever the judgment is telling me. So that's also a beautiful process of not being so caught and uptight around it.
Well, thank you, Achim. I really look forward to spending time with you this summer. Thanks for your time
Yes,
now.
thank you.